SBS Radio.
Victoria has been given new hope the coronavirus can be brought under control as the state records 182 new cases. While the death toll rose by 13, it's the second consecutive day with infections below 200. Chief Health Officer Professor Brett Sutton predicts the state will begin to see fewer than 150 new daily cases from next week.
It's great to see 2 days in a row under 200. Certainly we're trending down. That is showing up in the stabilisation in our hospital figures as well. We've got a decrease in the hospitalised number of patients, a decrease in the number in ICU and even ventilated. So the overall trend is positive. Next week, if we carry on like this, we'll see numbers below 150.
Queensland has recorded 9 new COVID-19 cases, including 3 on cargo ships and 6 linked to a youth detention facility in Wacol. It takes the cluster at the Brisbane Youth Detention Centre to 7 after a supervisor tested positive. Outdoor and home gatherings are now limited to 10 people across the Greater Brisbane area and 30 for the rest of Queensland. Aged care homes have also been placed under lockdown and visitors are restricted. Premier Anastasia Palaszczuk says that the measures apply to Brisbane, Logan, Scenic Rim, the Lockyer Valley, Somerset, Moreton, Redlands and Ipswich.
So I think it's very important that people in those suburbs know to take extra precautions if they are feeling sick or unwell. So we'll get through this together. I'm very confident we will. If everybody listens to the messaging, listens to Dr. Young, and we all play our part to keep everyone safe.
New South Wales confirmed 9 new infections, but later reported a quarantine hotel security guard had also tested positive. The employee is the second security guard to contract COVID-19 at the Sydney Harbour Marriott Hotel, after the first was announced on the 17th of August. New South Wales is urgently testing the second guard's virus sample using genomic sequencing to determine whether the strain is the same as the first. Chief Health Officer Kerry Chant says the two guards worked the same shift on just one occasion, but there is currently no link between them.
The information we have at the moment is we can't find an immediate connection between the two guards. Now, obviously, once we review CCD footage, we review all the records, we triangulate, I think it's important to remember that if we asked you where you were on a particular date, you might not know your exact movements, so we just need to verify those information through multiple sources.
It comes as the state government announces $45 million in grants for small businesses on the Victorian border that have been affected by the border closure. Federal authorities are reiterating the importance of Australia's suppression strategy, including border restrictions, testing, tracking, isolation, physical distancing, and cough etiquette. Acting Chief Medical Officer Paul Kelly says these precautions should be maintained, even in regions with no new cases of COVID-19.
These things are important. All of them need to be used on occasions, and they need to be part of our armoury, if you like, against this virus going forward. In this suppression strategy, we expect to have outbreaks. We can't promise we're not going to get outbreaks. Sometimes those outbreaks will be in high-risk settings like aged care. The important thing is recognising and finding those outbreaks quickly.
It comes as the World Health Organization expresses hope the pandemic will be over in less than 2 years. WHO Chief Tedros Adhanom Ghebreyesus says he hopes the virus will be eliminated faster than the Spanish flu, which hit in 1918 and took 2 years to end. Mr. Ghebreyesus says advances in technology are aiding global efforts to tackle the virus.
Of course, with more connectedness, the virus has better chance of spreading. It can move fast because we are more connected now. But at the same time, we have also the technology to stop it and the knowledge to stop it. So we have a disadvantage of globalization, closeness, connectedness, but an advantage of better technology.
And you can stay up to date on coronavirus in your language at sbs.com.au/coronavirus. Jennifer Liu, SBS News.
Want to hear more stories like this? Listen on Apple Podcasts, Google Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts from.